Welcome back. Today we're doing something that's super drum and bass. Super old school but still works in 2026 and very doable as a beginner in Ableton Live 12. We're going to take a breakbeat, slice it up, steal just the cymbal and hi-hat energy, program it into a ride style groove, then resample it into a brand new loop that feels like your own edited break layer. This is breakbeat surgery, but friendly. By the end, you'll have a DNB ready ride groove you can drag into any project, plus a repeatable workflow. Breakbeat surgery, pitch, resample, arrange. Alright, let's set it up. First, set your tempo to something DNB standard. Anywhere from 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going to sit at 174. Now make three tracks. Track 1 is an audio track called Break Source. This is where the original break lives. Track 2 is a MIDI track called Ride Surgery. And it's going to end up with simpler in slice mode. Track 3 is an audio track called Resample Print. This is where we're going to record our new ride loop. Quick mindset check. We're not trying to use the whole break. We're hunting for tops. The little ticks, the TSSHH, the ting, the airy edges. That's what will become the ride layer that lifts the drums. Next, choose a breakbeat. Drop any break onto break source. Amen style. Think style, funky drummerish, anything with bright cymbals or hat wash can work. But here's a coach tip, when you're auditioning breaks, avoid cymbals that are too splashy and long. When you pitch those, they smear fast. If you can, choose a break where the cymbal transients are short and defined, more tick than splash. You can always add wash later with saturation or reverb. Now click the clip and prep it. Turn warp on. Make sure the segment BPM makes sense. If it's drifting or it's not lining up, use something like warp from here straight at the first downbeat, then check the loop end hits clean. For warp mode, start with beats. It's great for drums because it keeps transients crisp. And for the preserve setting, transients is usually a safe start. Now consolidate a clean phrase. Listen for a 1 or 2 bar section where the tops feel good. Highlight that region, then consolidate with CNDJ on Mac or Control J on Windows. This makes slicing much easier because you've got a clean, self-contained piece to cut up. Now for the fun part, slicing. Right-click that consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slice settings, choose Slice by Transients. Use the default one slice per transient behavior. And for slicing preset, built-in or default is totally fine. Hit OK, and Ableton will create a new MIDI track with simpler already loaded in slice mode, plus a MIDI clip that triggers the slices. This is the surgery table. Every slice is now mapped to MIDI notes. That means we can reprogram the rhythm, but still keep the break's texture. Now we need to find the ride slices. Go to the ride surgery track. Open Simpler. Click through slices and audition them. You're looking for anything that reads like cymbal, hat, ride edge, or noise. TSSHH, CHHK, ting, wash. And you're trying to avoid anything that's clearly kick or snare. If you keep kick and snare slices in this ride layer, it'll fight your main drums and sound clunky fast. Here's a quick method. Solo the ride surgery track. Loop just one bar, and start deleting MIDI notes that thump. Anything that makes a low doof or a snare crack that's too obvious, remove it. Leave only tops. Coach note, this step is where beginners usually accidentally keep one or two heavy hits. Then later they're like, why is my ride loop punching weirdly? It's because a kick transient is hiding in your pattern. So be ruthless. Next, make the groove. Set the MIDI clip to a one bar loop. Set your grid to 16th notes to begin. We'll build a classic rolling top line that feels like a ride pattern. Start by placing notes on a steady 8-note pulse, then add a few extra 16th off hits for movement. A simple pattern you can try is hits on 1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2, 1.2.3, 1.3, 1.3.3, 1.4, 1.4.3. That's basically 8th notes with a little and subdivision feeling. Then remove one or two notes so it breathes. This is important. If it's just constant energy, it can sound pasted on top. A missing hit is sometimes what makes it feel arranged. Now, two big realism tips. First, choke behavior. In real hats and rides, hits don't always stack forever. If your slices overlap and it gets messy, the easiest fix is just shorten the MIDI note lengths so the slices don't ring into each other. Keep the notes tight. Then, if you want space, you add room with reverb later. Second, slice consistency. Break slices can be randomly loud or quiet, because that's how the drummer played. That's great in the original break, but when you reprogram it, it can feel like the drummer is fighting your pattern. In simpler slice mode, click a slice and use the per slice volume to level out the biggest offenders. You don't need perfection, just reduce the random spikes. Now let's add groove swing, but carefully. Open the groove pool. Choose something subtle like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58. Apply it lightly, like 10 to 20%. Here's the warning. In drum and bass, the relationship to the snare is sacred. After you apply a groove, do a timing audit. Zoom in around beat 2 and beat 4 where your snare would hit. If your main right hits are now landing late right on top of the snare, it can feel sloppy. Reduce the groove amount, or manually move just the problematic notes. Also, you can get groove without swing by using velocity. Try accenting the hits on beats 1 and 3 a bit louder, and lower the in-between hits. This can feel more rolling while staying tight and not wobbling against your drum boss. Now we pitch it. This is the pitched ride groove part. Option 1 is pitching inside simpler, quick and clean. In simpler, use transpose. For brighter, tighter rides, try plus 3 to plus 7 semitones. Plus 5 is a great jungle sparkle zone. For darker, heavier wash, try minus 2 to minus 5 semitones. Minus 3 is a classic smoky roller move. If pitching up makes it thin, don't panic. We'll shape it with saturation and EQ, and you can also blend it with a dirtier resample later. Now let's shape the sound so it sits above your drums instead of shredding your ears. On ride surgery, add EQ 8 first. High pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. You're removing low junk that doesn't belong in a ride layer. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 6 to 9 kHz. That's often where the sandpaper lives. If it needs air, do a very gentle shelf around 10 to 12 kHz. Gentle. You're not boosting white noise, you're lifting presence. Next, add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Add drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This helps the ride feel like it belongs to a break, and it can also make quieter details pop without just turning the track up. Optional. Drum bus. Very DNB, but don't overdo it on rides. A little drive, like 5 to 15%, keep boom off or very low, because we don't need sub from a cymbal layer. Use damp to tame fizz if it starts sounding like spray cans. Then add utility. If you want wider tops, you can push width to 120 or 150%, but be careful. Stereo cymbals can get messy in clubs. If your mix starts feeling unstable, keep it closer to 100% or even make it mono. Here is a more pro translation stereo strategy if you want it. Keep the main ride stable and not too wide, then later create width only on the very top by duplicating the resampled loop, high passing that duplicate around 6 to 8 kHz, and widening only that airy layer. That way your core ride doesn't disappear in mono. Now we're ready to resample. This is where it becomes yours. Go to the resample print track. For input type, you have two choices. If you choose resampling, it records the master output. That's fine, but it means anything else playing will also get printed, so keep your session clean. The safer choice is to set the input to the ride surgery track specifically, so you print only the ride. Arm the resample print track. Solo the ride if you're using full resampling. Then record 4 to 8 bars of the groove. Stop recording, and now you've got an audio clip. This is gold, because now it behaves like a real break layer you can chop, warp, reverse, and arrange. Now for option 2 of pitching, the classic print and repitch. Click the printed audio clip. Turn warp on. Choose a warp mode based on the vibe. Beats mode is punchy and choppy, very classic break feel. Texture mode is grainier and can shimmer in a dark, atmospheric way. Now adjust transpose. Try minus 2 for weight and darkness. Try plus 3 for urgency and brightness. If the timing goes weird, especially with beats mode, change the preserve setting. If your pattern is fast, try preserve at 1/16th or 1/8th until it locks in. A really reliable DNB trick is, pitch the printed ride down by about 2 semitones, then add gentle saturation. It instantly sounds more rinsed, like it came from an older break. Now, let's level up the workflow with a coach move, print clean and print dirty. Do one resample that's cleanish, EQ plus gentle saturation. Then do a second print where you push character, harder saturation, maybe a tiny touch of redux, maybe more clipping. Later, you blend the two prints like parallel processing, but it's all audio, so it's super easy to edit, mute, and arrange. If you want to keep harshness controlled in a beginner-friendly way, add multiband dynamics after saturation and focus on the high band. Light compression there can keep the ride present without those painful spikes. Now we arrange it like actual DNB, not just a loop. Take your printed ride and make an 8 to 16 bar section. For bars 1 to 4, do a filtered intro. Put an auto filter on the ride loop and automate the cutoff from around 4 kHz up to 12 kHz. That sounds like the tops are opening up into the drop. For bars 5 to 12, full energy, duplicate the loop. And every two bars, vary one or two hits. If you're working in audio, slice a tiny section and move it. If you're working in MIDI, swap one slice for a different top slice. One edit per bar is enough. This is how you get that edited break illusion without getting lost. For bars 13 to 16, do a variation or pre-fill. You can mute the ride for a half bar before a snare fill, or do a quick tape stop style pitch dip with clip transpose automation. Silence is a huge part of phrasing. A tiny hole makes the next hit feel intentional. Mix note, keep this ride loop quieter than you think. A lot of the time it sits around minus 12 to minus 18 dB, depending on your drums. It's supposed to lift the groove, not become the main event. And if your snare is getting masked, do one snare-friendly move. Either carve a bit of space with a cue where your snare presence lives, often around 5 to 7kHz, or use a compressor on the ride with sidechain from the snare. Fast attack, medium release, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That keeps the backbeat feeling like the boss without turning the ride down globally. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistake so you can diagnose fast.